bit at a time, Chris. The two players' championships are just as important as the World Grand Prix, to be honest with you. Mm. And if you treat it any different, then you're not treating the job with the respect it deserves. So, definitely mega important Saturday and Sunday.
Is it an opportunity to get a little? I know that obviously you'll be practicing hard and putting in plenty of time on the board before we go out there. But is it a sort of almost like a last minute opportunity to get some form or hone your form, as it were, going into the Grand Prix?
It is, but I mean, you should already be ready. Hmm. That's the thing. If you're relying on the two players' championships to get you ready, then you're leaving it too late. Yeah. So but it is definitely good practice for the main event, and it gives you a good guide as to where you are with your game, I guess.
Mm. With the Grand Prix in particular, it's a unique one, isn't it, with the doubles away format, but it's also a competition that you've got good fond memories of.
Oh yeah, the semi-final last year.
Indeed.
So that's always good, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's a great venue for me. It's a good venue for me, Chris. It's a good format. I'm quite happy with that format. So it doesn't really bother me, the double away.
Mm.
It's probably my biggest TV semi-final, other than the Players' Championship. But, it'd be nice to do it again, that's just fun.
What is it particularly about the format or the competition, that you've clicked with? Do players just seem to gel better with certain tournaments, or is it the crowd, or is it in fact the doubles away format that you particularly like?
Well, I've probably got by the last couple of years on being able to start quite well.
Mm.
And of course, in this early part of the competition, your first and second rounds, you've got to start fast.
Mm.
Because it's such a short format. It's only the first of two sets and it's the first of three legs. So it's, you've really got to hit the ground running. You've got to be ready, totally ready.
Mm.
So, for me, the last couple of years, I've been pretty good at starting. So, and my scoring's been quite solid. So, lucky enough for me, stood me in good stead to have a good run.
Well, looking at your first round side as well, it's a toughie, isn't it, I suppose, in Robert Thornton. How do you look at that one?
Wow, there's no easy rounds, Chris. Mm. None of them, whether it's Rob or Phil Taylor, it makes no difference. Every game you win, it's a final nowadays. There might be one or two people in there, you think, I'd like to have drawn that person, but you could have done a couple of years ago, but not now.
Mm.
It's just every single one is hard.
Mm. What's your record like against Robert? Is he somebody that you like to play?
Yeah, I mean, me and Robert, we just get on with it and play our games. There's no messing about from Rob. I don't mess about. We just get on and throw our darts. Rob's a good friend of mine off the hockey.
Mm-hmm.
My record, I don't know, Robert's beaten me more times than I've beaten him, I think, but it's not an awful lot in it.
Mm.
The last time we played, I won 6-1. Up in Wigan, so that's the one I'm going to remember rather than any of the others.